J1.
Number 5B.
And the fact that mind creates all is not any more unique to Mrs. Eddy, because it's beginning to be seen in the world by various psychologists and philosophical schools and the physicists. Just taking one statement which has been quoted a lot out of Lincoln Barnett's book, where he says that slowly and gradually all the different scientists are finally agreeing that the whole objective universe from matter and energy does not exist except as a construction of consciousness. This is Lincoln Barnett speaking in that Universe and Dr. Einstein book, that this whole objective universe, everything that we see, this whole objective universe, he says, does not exist except as a construction of consciousness. And we have, that's just one. I mean, we have Dinui, and I've quoted his book before, Human Destiny, where he'll say your system of reference or your scale of observation determines your phenomenon. And he begins to show wherever your system of reference is and whatever your scale of observation is, that determines what you see. All the various scientists are speaking out now about how mind is the basis of the universe. Slowly but surely, one sees that matter isn't the question. Matter doesn't create. It's mind that creates. Now, just to, for a few moments, to say, take this question of man. In the compendium, it says, thus man does not originate from a mortal, from a seed. His origin is not in matter, but in the divine mind. Therefore, man is an image, an idea in mind, and man's origin is not from a seed, not from matter, but mind. If mind is the creator, if mind creates the image, then mind creates the image man. Mind creates, man exists as an idea in mind. Therefore, Mrs. Eddy will say in Science and Health, mind made man, man made with a command of mind. Or she'll say, man created by mind. Or mind makes man in the universe. Man is not a creator. Therefore, the compendiums, as it states, Christian Science teachings make it clear that matter and corporeal sense have no creative faculties, but that creative power and the creative impulse are inherent in the divine mind alone. Mind, not matter, is the creator. And again, from the compendium, creation is neither dependent on matter nor requires its aid. Mind made the plant of the field before it was in the earth. And again, references here from Science and Health. Because mind makes all, there is nothing left to be made by a lower power. And it's also in Science and Health, it states that the tree and herb have no propagating power of their own. If one can just leave now with the tone tonight that mind is the creator, and it is mind that creates the image, and that there is only one mind. But within that one mind, there are various degrees of awareness, various degrees of beliefs, and those various degrees of beliefs can distort that image that mind creates, which is perfect. But as man comes out of those various degrees of beliefs and moves into higher realms of understanding, man finally beholds the true creation and can see new and different forms. I think this is something which I will leave us with tonight. And just, again, my eye catches one more thing here in this reference, which I think is good. And I might as well finish this on creator, so we have gone through creator. It says here, since mind creates all, creation cannot be simultaneously good and evil. Spiritual and material. It is purely spiritual and good. God is mind. All that mind God is or hath made is good, and he made all. Hence evil is not made and is not real. And again it says, But this mind creates no element nor symbol of discord or decay. God creates neither erring thought, mortal life, mutable truth, nor variable love. Mind does not create wrong thinking, nor can wrong thoughts operate creatively. Spiritual man, whose only mind is the divine mind, can entertain neither erroneous nor mortal destructive thoughts. Mind creates all ideas, and the science of creation is based on this. Now, what we see here then is that mind's creation is good. Mind doesn't therefore create evil, as we saw. Its creation is good and perfect, as we saw. It is just those various degrees of evil beliefs which distort the image. But creation itself is good, and it's about man's duty to cultivate consciousness and to expand consciousness and get out of those evil beliefs to experience a good universe, which it basically and intrinsically is.